Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Gizrael of Cherry Hill. Thank you very much for joining. Shabbos Ches, Shabbos 8a, pagination, page 15. We're going to start from the fifth line in the middle of the line. And we have, I think it's divided into four cases, all based on a case called Kaveres, which is a basket that looked similar to a beehive. Picture the basket in our initial case face up, and you have this woven basket, which has dimensions of width, of height, and it's open on the top. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Zorak Kaveres, if he throws this round vessel, L'rishus HaRabim, into the public domain, Gavoa Yud, it has a height of 10 Tfachim, Ve'en Rechav Avav, but it doesn't have a diameter, a width, of 6 Tfachim, Chayiv, you're still going to be in Shabbos violation because you threw something from the private domain to the public domain. So far it sounds very reasonable. We don't know why he created this fancy case. Rechav Avav, but if it was a width, meaning a diameter, of 6 tfachim, potter. He's not in violation. Rashi tells us, because the violation of Shabbos called transfer is cases where you transfer an object. But in this case, you're transferring a domain. The thing is so big that it itself is big enough to be a Rishus HaYachid, a private domain. What are the dimensions of a private domain? 10 Tvachim high. It has to have a wall of some sort, 10 tefachim high, to enclose it. And inside has to be 4 by 4 tefachim. So he says, if you have a diameter of 6, then you know that you'll be able to fit in a square of 4 by 4. A diameter of 4 is not going to give you a square of 4, because you're going to hit the corners which are rounded off, and your square is not going to be able to be imposed onto the circle. But if the circle is wide enough, 6 tefachim wide, you'll be able to get a square of 4 by 4 into this circle.
Isn't it supposed to be attached to the ground one way or another?
Well, it is. You threw it, but and it landed.
Oh, but when you're throwing, it's not attached. It's already in the air.
Right, but when it lands, is it landing as an object, or is it landing as a rishus, as a domain of its own? If it reaches the dimensions of 10 tvachim high by 4 wide, meaning 4 by 4 wide, a square, then it's a rishus. And we never said that you're obligated for throwing a rishus. You're obligated for throwing an object. And this is already a rishus. Now, Rashi spends some time here pointing out that the calculation is not entirely accurate, but is typical of the way we express things in certain cases. It's not entirely accurate because Rashi points out that the hypotenuse, which is what you're looking at here, to impose a 4x4 into a circle, and now you want to know what the cross piece of this 4x4 is, and that's the same as the diameter of the circle. He says it really doesn't have to be as big as the Gemara is making it out to be. The Gemara requires that it be 6 tefachim in order to get your 4x4. And Rashi points out that really it only has to be 5 tefachim and 3/5. It's a little bit less. But that seems to be typical. This issue comes up in a number of places where they express themselves with the quick information. And if you were actually coming down to a practical case where someone actually threw something with specific dimensions, you would have to go do your math and you would see that it's not exactly six. It's a little bit less would actually give you your 4x4. Rashi says they expressed it in the way of chumrah. Until six, you should be careful. Once you hit six, it's really not an object anymore. It's a rishus. The Gemara continues. We're now about 7-8 lines from the top. Rava Omar, Rava says, there's a different reason I could absolve him from obligation. Afilu eina rechava vav potter. Even if it's not wide by six, so that you're getting 4x4 of a square inside of it, and therefore it's a rishus, I could absolve him for a different reason. Beginning of the next line, mem test the abbreviation. My taima, why? It's impossible that a little sliver of the basket shouldn't go above 10 tefachim. You required that the basket be exactly 10 tefachim. Well, that's very risky if you're trying to be definitive, because Rishus Harabim, the public domain, only goes up till 10 tefachim. And if part of the basket is not laying in Rishus HaRabim, then the object was not transferred to Rishus HaRabim. When you're dealing with an object that's got to be 10 tefachim high because you wanted to make it into a Rishus of its own, says Rava, it's unlikely that a man-made object is going to be exactly 10 tefachim and not a sliver more. Once it's a sliver more, it's partly out of Rishus HaRabim. That means you never rested the object entirely in Rishus HaRabim. He says, you're working up to the edge. You want it to be 10 and not any more. Well, human beings can't do that. Efshev, it's impossible that a little bit of reed doesn't go higher. You have it as a Rashi in this week's Parsha that it says that Hashem worked, so to speak, on Shabbos. So Rashi asks, Hashem's working on Shabbos, or is he resting on Shabbos? Which way is it? And one of the answers is, Hashem was still working at a time when human beings would not be able to work, because human beings can't tell the exact time when it's sunset. The perfect exact moment down to the wire we can't do. We have to back off. We have to back off. But Hashem was able to go. Hashem could create an object, whichever shita of a tefach you use, if it's 38 inches, if it's 37.5 inches, if it's 40 inches, Hashem can do that. We can't do that. And Rava says it's impossible that this basket, which is landing, is entirely in Rishus HaRabim and is 10 tefachim required to be the domain. And therefore he says, who cares about its width? Automatically, if it's that close, you're not going to be chayiv if it's protruding. Let's continue the Gemara. The flip case. Instead of having the basket face up, kefa'a al piha, he's throwing it face down. Now the issue over here is that we know there's a concept called good asik. That means that when you have walls, we're willing to send those walls up ad infinitum until it hits whatever's up there. We use this principle by Erevin regarding a lechi. The lechi may be short, but we project it directly up, and sometimes it hits the wire that we need, and sometimes you got to make the lechi a little wider so that we know that it's hitting the wire above. It goes straight up. Says the Gemara, kafa'a al-piyah, if you had this basket face down, shiva umashahu chayiv. 7 and a drop, you would be chayiv, you would be in violation. Shiva umechza potter, but if it was already 7 and a little bit more, is potter. I accidentally brought in good asik. You really don't need good asik over here. The Gemara is working with lavud. Lavud means that once you're within 3 tfachim of the ground, it's considered attached. So the Gemara is saying that if it's flying face down, so then once it gets within 3, it's considered attached to the ground, it's considered in a certain way to have landed, and at that time it's still protruding above, out of Rishus HaRabim, because Rishus HaRabim only goes for 10 Tvachim. So you have an object that's resting partly in Rishus HaRabim, partly out of Rishus HaRabim, and there's no Shabbos violation then.
But if it landed on the side, then it's...
Well, if you could get it in to the entire Rishus HaRabim, correct, then it would be a hanacha, a resting in Rishus HaRabim. Rav Ashi Omar, last position here, Rav Ashi says, afilu shiva umechza chayiv, even seven and a little bit more, you'd still be chayiv, and you don't invoke lavud. My time, why? Mechitzas l'sochan asuyos, because over here, these walls are intended for the inside of the object to contain the honey. So even though you flipped it upside down, and even though you're trying to question whether there's lavud here, but these walls were not intended to be extended. These walls were intended for the inside to contain whatever's inside, and Rav Ashi argues you're not going to have lavud. But going back to the basic principles that we're dealing with, Rishus HaRabim is only for 10 tvachim high. If something is 10 tvachim high and 4 wide and closed, then it's a rishus of its own. Abaya says if you throw it, you're not chayiv, because the law is throwing objects, not rishuyos. Rava says if you're dealing with something that's of that dimension, it's unlikely, basically impossible, that something's not protruding. And once it's protruding, it's not entirely in Rishus HaRabim, you're not chayiv, because the object has to totally rest in Rishus HaRabim. The final piece here is debating, once it reaches the point of lavud, do you already say it's as if it rested, and at that moment when it rested, it was still protruding above the airspace of Rishus HaRabim, and wasn't entirely in, and again you could absolve the person, because it's not resting entirely in Rishus HaRabim. Yeshu Koach.